From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Here in California, lawmakers finally sealed a budget deal this afternoon, but not without some major arm-twisting, an all-night negotiating session, and some painful compromises all around. Late this afternoon, the state assembly voted to pass some 30 bills that come close to closing a multi-billion dollar budget gap. The assembly did not go for a couple of the most controversial provisions in the budget package, leaving over $1 billion still to be found. Joining us now to talk about this crazy week of budget politics in Sacramento is John Myers from member station KQED. So, John, I guess the state is not out of the woods yet, is? What's going on?
I think it's a little bit of all of it, Madeline. You're right. I mean, there are a lot of one-time solutions in this deal. And I really think the real question at the end of the day is going to be, do the people that matter think we are out of the woods? And those people are the credit rating agencies and the investors in government notes. California, even with all the solutions in this budget revision, still has to borrow as much as $20 billion this summer and fall for cash flow needs. And this afternoon here in Sacramento, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was asked about how the deficit package is going to play on Wall Street.
I think the financial community is going to look at this budget in a positive way because we were fiscally responsible and we have had, you know, the majority of it were really good solutions with a combination, if you look at the total budget, of revenue increases and to make the necessary cuts.
So, John, the necessary cuts, there were some sticking points in the negotiations, some cuts that were not made. What were those?
Yeah, there were really several thorny issues. I mean, the biggest one through the debate, and I think the most visible for Californians in the last few days, was a plan to take about $4 billion from cities and counties across California, their property taxes and gasoline tax revenues and money that goes to redevelopment projects around the state. The gas tax plan was a real flashpoint. More than 180 cities around California had plans to sue to stop it. That was taken out. So the only thing that actually remained at the end was the property tax shift. There's also a plan to allow some new offshore oil drilling, a project off the Southern California coast. Would have been the first of its kind in 40 years, would have given the state about $100 million. Democrats killed that one just this afternoon.
So how will they make up that money?
Well, I think that's the great big question. I mean, the budget deficit package is now only about $23 billion in size. The governor had used a $26 billion figure for a long time. That actually had a big reserve fund in it. The state actually has almost a zero reserve fund out of this deal. And the governor wanted a substantial one, of course. And so he has some line item veto power to trim some of the spending a little bit more. But it's safe to say they're going to be back here at the state capitol in Sacramento soon to try to fix this.
At one point earlier in the day today, it looked like this whole deal might just not happen. It would just implode. What was going on and how was it resolved? What was the inside backroom dealing?
Well, the subject was education funding, which is always a big one here in California. It makes up about 45% of the main fund, the general fund in the state budget. Republicans had objected to a supplemental payment for the schools. It's about $9 billion that's supposed to make up for recent cuts in schools. And, of course, the question is, does California have the money? The governor and majority Democrats had agreed to a deal for that. The Republicans were fighting it at the last moment. One of my sources, I asked him, was it a bump in the road the size of a snail or a hippo? And she emailed back, hippo. And so, I mean, it really, for a couple of hours, we were stuck. But in the end, the Republicans did agree to that. But as part of that, they killed some of those local government borrowing plans. And so, yeah, we don't have a full solution here.
So, of course, everyone's wondering, how is this going to affect me?
I think everybody's going to feel a little bit of this. I mean, that's just the reality of how difficult these choices were. Most of the package, again, was cuts, about $15 billion in cuts. A lot of those can start kicking in almost as soon as Governor Schwarzenegger signs it into law, the deficit package into law. That could be by the end of the weekend. You're going to find cuts in schools. You're going to find cuts in government services. People try to go to their DMV. It's going to be closed some days. We've got about 50 state parks across California that are probably going to close down as a result of this. Again, social service programs are going to be trimmed back. There are a whole lot of areas here, and it really will be a change, a downsizing in California.
John Myers of member station KQED reporting on the budget agreement that was reached today in Sacramento. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.